Good afternoon. It's 4 o'clock. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. And this is Joanne subbing for Alex, who is across the pond with the teacups. And we'll do our version of a Halloween show. Yeah.
As I was walking all alone, I heard twa corbies back in the main. And tay, that other did say, oh, where shall we gang and die in the day? Oh, where shall we gang and die in the day? In behind yon old fell dyke, I watched there lies a new slain knight. But he cares that he lies there, oh. But his hawk and his hound and his lady fair, oh. His hawk and his hound and his lady fair. Is a hound his day the hunting gain? Is a hawk day fetch the wild fowl hame? Is a lady's tail on their mate, oh. So we mun make a dinner sweet, oh. We mun make. White horse bane, and I'll pike out his bonny blue wean. We many a lock of his golden head, oh. We'll think honest when it grows bad, oh. Think honest when it grows bad. Many a one for him makes main, but an angel can when he is gain. Or his white bones when they
that was a nice start off with Maddie Pryor, and we'll get to some more music very shortly.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
180 over 111, and I had a stroke. When I woke up, I couldn't speak or walk.
145 over 92, and then I had a heart attack.
182 over 100, and I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest, and then a stroke. Everything changed. It felt like my life was over.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a heart attack or stroke are far from invisible or silent.
150 over 90, and I had a stroke. If I would have followed a treatment plan, I would not be in this situation.
180 over 110, and I had a stroke. And I'm 33, so I never see this coming.
If you've come off your treatment plan, get back on it. Or talk with your doctor to create an exercise, diet, and medication plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
I had to tell. Everything's changed. Head to toe.
Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
Shall bear the blame. She heeded what he did say, and young Tam Lin did win. Then up spoke the fairy queen, an angry queen was she. Woe betide her ill-fared face, and ill death may she die.
Scratch our days away. slung up on his gun. Bids good night as home they pull, in creaking handcarts bursting full. Step well out of mischief's way, thrash and dress another day. Wives full of weary pride, with such small riches satisfied.
Start of the day, the church bells knell.
Blessed are we, the hunter of souls, we shall. shall see.
Good afternoon. It's 4:28 on a enjoy this while we've got it, folks, because this is probably going to be the first and only cessation of rain this week. It is supposed to start up again, and if you were planning a vast and trick-or-treat on Halloween this year, you might want to check the weather forecast and try to get it in between storms, because it's not looking very propitious. So, what did we hear? That was Dave the Bard with Samhain Eve from the Hills They Are Hollow. Prior to that was Steel Eye Span from their latest, established in 1969, just came out on Park Records, and that's called Harvest. Prior to that was an oldie but goodie, Fairport Convention doing Tam Lin, a fairy ballad kept in Scottish oral tradition, and definitely one of my favorite versions there. What you see is the CD release, but this came out like back in the 60s with people like Dave Swarbrick on fiddle and several other folks, Sandy Denny, you know, all those folks who have gone. So, what should we be doing? Well, October the 29th, Warden Pears are now in season. You were advised to borrow a spade, bitch, against Halloween, and this was indeed a dog. And this particular custom was recorded by John Aubrey in his Remains of Gentilism of 1688. As accounted wholesome in a house, that is to say, they have a strong belief that it keeps away evil spirits from haunting of a house. At Cranbourne in Dorset, about 1686, a house was haunted, and two tenants successively went away for that reason. A third came and brought the spade bitch and was never troubled again. October the 30th, make preparations for Halloween. Yes, this was a custom that never quite died out. It used to be known here in the States as Mischief Night. Reginald Scott, that person who saw witchcraft everywhere he turned in 1584, notes, "Certainly some one knave in a white sheet hath cozened and abused many thousands, for in our childhood our mother's maids have so terrified us with an ugly devil having horns on his head, fire in his mouth, and a tail in his breech, eyes like a basin, fangs like a dog, and a voice roaring like a lion, whereby we start and are afraid when we hear one cry of boo. Insomuch as some never fear the devil but in a dark night, and then a polled sheep is a perilous beast, and many times is taken for our father's soul, especially in a churchyard where a right handy man heretofore scant durst pass by night, but his hair would stand upright." So, October the 31st, Halloween, or All Hallows' E'en, the eve of All Saints' Day, and of Samhain, also called Winter's Eve, the last night of the Celtic year, and the uncanniest season in the whole calendar. And I should say that we are reading from the Perpetual Almanac of Folklore by Charles Kightley. The night of the dead, when the ghosts of the departed revisit the earth, and witches and evil spirits wield their greatest power, the fairy court rides out at midnight, and only at this precise moment may those kidnapped by the good folk be saved by their lovers. An elder version of the ballad of Tam Lin goes, "Just at the mirk and midnight hour the fair folk will ride. They that would their true love win at Miles Cross, they must bide." And a slightly more recent Scots rhyme has it, "Hey ho for Halloween, ah, the witches tay be seen, some in black and some in green, hey ho for Halloween. Bonfires should be lit on hilltops to drive off witches, and on no account let the household fire go out tonight, or evil things may gain an entry. With the unseen now pressing so close to mankind, this is the best night of the year to divine the identity of your future husband or wife. And we'll skip the divination and get on to November, the month of blood and bonfires. And why was this? Well, untypically, Halloween marked the last possible date of harvest. And if you've seen the weather here, you know why. And this was the month when you would kill off the cattle that you either did not have fodder to keep them going through the winter, or you and your family actually needed the meat. This was the ninth month of the Roman calendar. In Welsh, it was known as Tachwedd, the month of slaughtering, or Ymestu, the black month. In Gaelic, it was Antisawan, the month of the Samhain festival. And in Anglo-Saxon, it was known as Blodmannaith, the month of blood. November the 1st was the Feast of All Saints, or All Hallows, which is also Samhain, the pagan Celtic New Year festival, when stored fruits and crops were blessed and the dead were remembered. All the gods of this world were worshipped on this day from sunrise to sunset, was an Irish saying. On All Souls' Night, soul cakes were made and distributed to the poor, who prayed in return for the souls of the departed, and the returning dead were thought somehow to share in the cakes. A child born at Hallowtide is sure to have the second sight, and all November's children will be fortunate and beloved. November's child is born to bless. He's like a song of thankfulness. When All Saints comes on a Wednesday, the men of all the earth will be under affliction. Well, the men are saved because November the 1st is a Friday. November the 2nd was All Souls Day or Soul Mass, when the dead are especially prayed for. Tyndall bonfires were burnt to light souls out of purgatory. Soul caking continues, and today a cake should be given to every visitor to the house. November the 3rd, icy weather now presages a mild Christmas, and vice versa. If ducks do slide at Hallowtide, at Christmas they will swim. If ducks do swim at Hallowtide, at Christmas they will slide. And the shepherd's prognostication of 1729 goes to know whether the winter shall be cold or warm. Go at All Hallows Tide to a beech tree and cut a chip thereof. If it be found dry, then shall the winter be warm. And we're coming up to another fine English festival. November the 4th, collect wood for Guy Fawkes' bonfire, make a gingerbread, and plot toffee. A Warwickshire rhyme has a stick and a stake for King George's sake. Will you please to give us a faggot? If you won't give one, we'll steal two, the better for we and the worse for you. And if you're wondering, yes, November the 5th is Guy Fawkes night. It's 4:39. You're listening to WMFO in Medford.
Captain lived down by the seaside, oh. He's caught in a fair maid and got her with child, oh. Well, it's fetch some of your father's gold, some of your mother's money, and you'll sail the ocean all along with young Johnny. So she's got some of her father's gold, some of her mother's money, put her foot on board the ship, all along with young Johnny. They hadn't been a-sailing scarce 6 miles nor so many before she wanted a women's help, and she could not get any. And they hadn't been aboard the ship scarce 6 weeks nor so many before she was delivered for a baby. Well, sea captain, here's £20 from me to see me a safe home again, both me and my baby. Well, it's no, said the sea captain, for such things they never can be. 'Tis far better to lose two lives than it is to lose many. So then go get me a silken napkin and bound my head up easy, and throw me right overboard, both me and my baby. So they've got her. They've thrown her right overboard, both she and her baby. Well, see how me love do tumble, see how her body tavers, see how my love she tries to swim, and it makes my heart quaver. And me love shall have a coffin of the gold that shines yellow. Me love, she will be buried on the banks of green willow.
Gathered in freedom,
souls are gathered in freedom, souls are gathered in freedom, they're gathered in the water, they're gathered in the water, calling out from the water, calling out from the water. They want you to listen, they want you to listen, Can't you hear them calling? Can't you hear them calling? Calling out from the water, they want you to listen, they want you to listen,
Mojuba fefeku, mojuba fefeku, mojuba fefeku, mojuba fefeku, ekuo, ekuo, yintila si juba ekungu, ekuo, ekuo, yintila. la si juba e gungun.
Mo juba fe fe ku. 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 Pe ku o. Pe ku o. Inti la si juba e gungun.
Souls are gathered in freedom.
Souls are gathered in freedom. Souls are gathered in freedom. They're gathered in the water. Uh-huh. They're gathered in the water. Uh-huh. Calling out from the water. They want you to listen out from the water. They want you to listen out from the water. They want you to listen out from the water. Can't you hear them calling? Can't you hear them calling? Calling out from the water. They want you to listen. They want you to listen. Uh-huh. They want you to listen. Uh-huh. They want you to listen. Uh-huh.
True sons of Erin, attend to me, few nimble lines. I'll sing you a song about spinning. It was a good trade in its time. Some they span worsted and yarn, and others they span flax and tow. By experience, boys, I will tell how the wheels of the world they do go.
These are the wheels of the world, my friends, you must understand. For 300 years they've been spinning destruction all over the land.
Napoleon was a great spinner and freedom did always advance. Over deserts and high lofty mountains he marched the brave sons of France. All the Wellington he went to spin in his wheels there at Waterloo. But if Grouchy had never been pride, the French would have split him in two.
These are the wheels of the world, my friends, you must understand. For 300 years they've been spinning destruction all over the land.
Well, Lord Nelson was a great spinner on board the ship Victory. He was counted the greatest of spinners that ever sailed over the sea. His shipmates were all famous spinners, for Nelson they span very well. Till the French spun up all the Trafalgar, and on the ship's deck Nelson fell.
These are the wheels of the world, my friends, you must understand. For 300 years they've been spinning destruction all over the land.
The factory owners are spinning, their wheels are turning away. And now they are wanting their hands to work 13 hours a day. They don't give a fig for the poor, they hear not their sighs or their moans. They don't give a pin if you spin till you skin all the flesh off your bones.
These are the wheels of the world, my friends, you must understand. For 300 years they've been spinning destruction all over the land. Down the rights of the poor. So if you're compelled
each of your spindles be steel. Let liberty then be your motto, and glory will turn your big wheel. These are the wills of the world, defend, you must understand. For 300 years they've been spinning destruction all over the land. The wheels of the world, me friends, you must understand. For 300 years they've been spinning destruction all over the land.
And that was Granny's Attic with Wheels of the World, the title track of their latest album. And yes, that was a Cohen Brathwaite Kilcoyne there. Before that, the Ashe Drumming Circle gave us Souls Gathered. Granny's Attic gave us Banks of Green Willow. And that's a sad lament to the willow tree 40 feet tall that fell down in our neighbor's yard last week with a storm. And we started off that set with Lorena McKennett and All Souls Night. And we are going out of here with the hosting of the She. Please stay tuned for more fine radio here at WMFO in Medford.